it's a blessing to be with you all. This is a very important day, and it's a very important time, in fact. So I think what we'll do is I'm going to start, first of all, with the, before we start the sermon, with the anointing of these brothers. And I'm so blessed. I want to give you a little bit of history on this. I'm going to, Bill asked the prayer upon the meeting and the meal, so we'll proceed onward. The Holy Spirit's moved me for some time to watch two brothers. And I've kept my eye on Mark, and we've had discussion after discussion. Bill and I have discussed. And I've watched these two brothers' progress over the years. And I've seen the Holy Spirit in them. And we're growing, you know, like last week we was missing 7 or 8 and had 22 here. Passover we had 40-some. You know, the potential, the growth is there. But I believe one of the reasons why the growth is, this anointing is needed, is because of the potential growth and what will happen in the near future. I look for many of these people to start taking very serious their walks, like the couple I married that was here last week. They would have been up this week, but the funding, but we're getting people in from all over. And so, and you know, when the Bible says when someone is sick, let the elders come together and anoint, it's speaking to more than one. And I've had to do this on my own. At times when I've had to be gone, we haven't had meetings because there's been no one really, you know, that at that time appointed an elder. And so there's so many reasons that the Spirit has moved on me that I've felt this. And I wanted to really share this. This is, I'm going to say this without hesitation, of if you could list probably 3 or 4 of the most important events of you brothers' lives from the time you gave your life to Christ to baptism, this will be one of the most important events of your life. Because both Mark and both Bill are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you that, I don't even hesitate to give second thought to that. I've seen it in their lives. But this event now will bring more of the Holy Spirit upon them than ever before in their life. It's just like, you know, when we're baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit with the laying of hands. They both received this and worked and had their life motivated by the Spirit of Yahweh and yielded to Yahweh and Yeshua, as I have and others have. But it's the idea that with the anointing, they become full-time Messianic rabbis. They're ministers as much as I am. They can marry. They can perform funerals. They can give sermons. They can preach the gospel any place they go. If Mark, God forbid, moves, or Bill, I'd be like a poor boy without a father or mother, you know, you guys. But, you know, if God moved you so down the line, you know, wherever you go, you're established to go right into the ministry. Start the ministry and proceed from that moment onward, see? You have the ability to lay hands upon to heal. Although we've done this before, now as an elder, you have far greater powers by which to do so. And I want to share this with you. I want to share a reading with you. And before I anoint these brothers, I want to share. This is the first mention of the anointing of oil. It's mentioned in Genesis, the 35th chapter, verse 12 and 13, verse 13 and 14. 35th chapter of Genesis 13 and 14. I'm reading this out of the Living Bible. It says, afterwards, Jacob built a stone pillar at the place where Yahweh had appeared to him. You know, this is where he had wrestled with Yeshua, you know, coming in the name of the Father, and had dislocated his hip. And the whole 35th chapter is about the, you know, how Yeshua, coming in the name of Yahweh, had appeared to Jacob and brought this blessing. And so God had appeared to him, and he poured wine over it as an offering to God, this stone pillar. And this stone pillar, actually, called Jacob's pillar, this is the one, you know, that so much has been written about. He poured wine over it as an offering to Yahweh, and then anointed the pillar with olive oil. And Jacob named the spot Bethel, which means house of God, because Yahweh had spoken to him there. And so with both you brothers, let me have you stand, Bill and Mark. With both you brothers, I want you to understand this, that this is the oil that will come upon, come around here, the oil that will come upon both of you is the anointing oil from Yahweh. It is the very spot. You can remember this old house as a spot where, just like Jacob did with that stone, this is where you received your anointing as pastors, as ministers, as rabbis, whatever they want to call you. But it is it's the house of God. Wherever we meet is the house of God. We ourselves are that house in that we, you know, dwell with the Spirit of Yahweh within us. And so I wanted to, you know, let both of you know this is the most, one of the most blessed moments of my life, and I know of both of your lives, to be able to have you two brothers by my side and three of us as a threesome to, you know, carry on the work of Yahweh and Yeshua in this community. And as times go on, it's going to become more difficult and more difficult. You know, we're going to see pressures against us and against the congregation as never before. So, you know, each one of us want to think of ourselves as fortresses, but the time comes when you need a fortress by your left and right side. You know, a three chord is much harder to break than a single one. And so, as age creeps up on me, I see I'm not the one I used to think I was, you know, and it, you know, but I need help. I need help in the ministry. I'm humble with that. And Yahweh's given me that help always, but he wants now that help to come from you brothers and to share with me for the advancement of the congregation and the blessings on the brothers. So always keep the scripture in mind, Genesis 35:13-14. Also, when, you know, Saul was rejected, and the young shepherd boy David was approached by Samuel, the anointing oil was used as he poured the oil over his head, you know, to anoint him as the shepherd of Israel. And so that's what both of you are now. You're becoming shepherds of God's people, of Israel. And you're a shepherd over a congregation, a messianic congregation. When you baptize, as when I baptize, you will baptize in the name of Yeshua. You know, it is, you're the instrument that's going to be used, you know, all three of us, to carry forth this work and for the blessings of everyone here. I want you to understand that. These brothers should be called on no matter what the problem. And so if I'm not here or I'm gone, you know, this is the case. I want to share this with you, this blessing upon them. And I want to anoint them, though, above all with the oil that is the anointing oil, which is represented here as in the book of Genesis, and which Samuel anointed David with. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask such a blessing upon these brothers. This oil represents your power, your Holy Spirit, Father, and your approval upon these brothers. I feel the Spirit so strongly within me now. I cannot even contain that power, it seems like. And yet I feel this wonderful joy at the same time to be able to anoint these two brothers who are not only my spiritual brothers above all, but literally my brothers, whom I would lay down my life for, and they would lay down their life for me and for everyone within this congregation that's walked in your ways. I place this anointing oil as Samuel placed it upon David's head. I place this upon Bill's head. May the Holy Spirit strengthen him as never before. May your power become so strong within him, giving him wisdom as Solomon long ago asked for, giving him the power to heal and to perform the duties of a rabbi. Bless him so, a messianic rabbi in which he is at this moment. I bless him. I ask this blessing upon him. Oh, Father, strengthen him as you've never strengthened him before, for the blessings of Alana, for Matt, for all his family, David, and the children, Ben, and for everyone within this congregation. I ask this upon him. I place this anointing oil now upon Mark. Bless this dear brother. Bless him so. He's such a blessing to all of us. The hugs he gives us every week.
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't get that hug. You know the love in his heart. I ask your blessing upon him. He's come out of a line of where his family has been Catholic, and he's faced adversities down throughout the years. He's shown such love to his family and love to us as brothers and sisters. So may this oil be which is a symbol of your Holy Spirit, so dwell within him, giving him the power to perform the ministries of a messianic rabbi, of a pastor. May his love be there for each one, and may he put their lives before his own even, as I know he does. Bless him so. In Yeshua's name I ask this. On both these brothers, bless them so. Watch over them. Watch over their families. In Yeshua's name we ask this. Amen. I want to read this to all of you now. These are the credentials that they will receive, recognized by the state of New Mexico and by the United States, all over the world, actually, as we are a recognized organization. But, you know, it's the legal part of it, but in Yahweh's eyes above all. Christian Hebrew Assemblies of Yahweh Credential of Ministry. The undersigned assembly, legally recognized as a religious organization in the United States, does hereby certify that Paul William Clausen and Mark Stephen Moose are duly ordained ministers of the Christian Hebrew Assemblies of Yahweh. This ordination is hereby acknowledged to have taken place on December 4th, 2010. Therefore, recognizing the above-named pastors as full-time ministers with the responsibilities thereof. And so, Paul, I will present this to you. It seems strange calling Paul when I think of Bill.
That's Paul Williams. Yeah,
and you must sign this and date it today. Mark, here's your credentials of ministry. You also sign there as an ordained minister and date it. And my signature's there. And so... guys, I love you so. Love you so.
Yeah,
record.
Yeah, stay there, you guys.
Come on.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
All right. Put your
credentials up there.
Yeah, this will be official. This will go on Facebook.
Oh, that's right.
Love you, brothers. That has come from Yahweh. That hasn't come from me. I've been praying for this day. I've certainly been praying for this day. So it's such a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Great. It'll take a lot more
vacation. I love that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Be nice to have a moment to breathe. And, you know, it's so true. You know, if I have to take off for a reason to see the kids or something, I'm so blessed to have brothers like these to fill in and to take in, take over. And these are just as qualified as I am. They're blessed by Yahweh and Yeshua. And so this is a marvelous blessing to have both of you. And I know everyone in the congregation feels that way. I wish more had been here today, but, you know, they'll get word of it. And I'll make announcements of this.